The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.
Good morning, this is Hannah Floor, and I'm here in Studio 5 at KFSK with two instructors from the Mikoff Dance Troupe. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I am Caroline Crane, and I think I've been teaching since 2013, from the tots through the high schoolers and all the styles in between.
And I am Alice Nidefer. This is my second semester teaching. I work mainly with the elementary school age group, but I do have a middle school class as well.
So I just want to do a real basic background. I feel like most listeners are pretty familiar with, I feel like our listeners know Mikoff Dance Troupe has been around for quite a while. It used to be the Steppin' Out Studios.
Yes.
And then it transformed into the Mikoff Dance Troupe, which is a nonprofit. There are five teachers, and this is what the website said.
Yes, counting in my head.
Five teachers and about 115 students.
I believe so,
yeah. A pretty broad reach in Petersburg. And there are two recitals a year, one at Christmas time and one in the spring. And mm-hmm. The spring recital is happening on Saturday and Sunday. May 6th and 7th. So I want to talk to you guys about what it is that you love about dancing. And both of you were dancers here in Petersburg with the Mikoff Dance Troupe and then came back and are now instructors with the Mikoff Dance Troupe. So you clearly both have a real love of dancing. I want to hear a little bit about how you first got into dancing and what your experience of discovering your love of dancing was.
Yeah, I moved here when I was 8, and Mindy Anderson was just starting Steppin' Out, and my mom signed me up. And the classes were in the arts and crafts room at the gym, like that's how it started. And I just stuck with it. I didn't really do other sports or anything, and I've always been really shy. So for me, dance was like a really nice way to express myself without having to verbalize. And, you know, music can be so healing and so, like, it can just bring out so many things in you that I think it was really helpful for me growing up.
What about you, Alice?
So I started dance when I was probably 2.5 years old with Amber Bahari in the Romead building. And then I joined Mikoff Dance Troupe. It was Steppin' Out then when I was probably 8 or 9 years old. So I've been dancing for a very long time, and it's just always been my sport in a way. I never was an athletic kid. I didn't do anything that involved a ball or a team, but when I was at dance, that was my team. That was my family. It was just always such a great way to move my body. When you're younger, it's more like you're getting out your energy. You're hanging out with your friends. But as I got older, I did, you know, similar to what Caroline said, find that it was a great way to express myself, whether it be through, you know, just moving my body to how it feels good, or dancing in a way that told a story. It was always such a great way to express myself and have that extra sense of community that you do when mm-hmm. you're dancing with your friends.
I think the sense of community is big. And I always tell my dancers, like, especially for ballet, we always come in, we always start at the bar with our pliés, like, every single time. And when we do that, it's like everything starts to drift away out the door. We ground into our bodies, And when you're dancing, you can't be thinking about all this stuff going on in your life, you know? Like, you're so present in the moment. And it's just very meditative, honestly. Mm. It's a nice escape.
Yeah, you get into a kind of a flow state.
Yeah.
Do you guys dance outside of being instructors?
Yeah. I mean, we get together as a group and do different events, or sometimes just get together in the studio for fun and try different things out. Or, I mean, it's so fun. We're such a good group of teachers. Like, that's one of my favorite things about teaching in this program is the support of the teachers. Like, over the pandemic, when we didn't really have that, something felt like it was missing, you know. I don't know if I could do it without that sense of, you know, community and support between us. That's really big.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you get the same thing out of teaching that you get out of dancing? Or is it, does it hit a different spot?
For me, one of my favorite things about teaching specifically is the connections I've made with the students, like the relationships. Otherwise, I wouldn't know hardly any kids in town. Like, I love when the kids see you in the grocery store. I'm sure you get this, Alice, and they're like, oh my gosh, hi, Miss Caroline, hi, Miss Alice. And they're like, what are you doing outside of the dance studio? And then getting to see them grow and mature, it's so special. And then seeing them in the studio and then on stage, you just feel like a mama bear. Like, you feel so proud of them. So for me, that's very different. Like, I feel like when I'm just a dancer, I'm kind of just focused on myself. But when you're a teacher, all of that goes into who you're working with. So it's kind of different in that way.
Yeah, I agree with Caroline and what Caroline said there. I think that when I'm teaching dance, I am definitely less focused on myself. Whereas when I'm dancing, you know, just to dance, or dancing around my living room or whatever it may be, I'm focusing on what my body needs and what feels good to me. And, you know, a lot of that carries through into how I do teach. You know, I know what feels good to my body, what I feel is grounding, what is, you know, what helps me feel better when I dance. And I try and apply those things to how I teach and the style of class that I run.
Yeah, I think the kids get a lot of body awareness from dance, for sure. And I've noticed, like, when I was taking dance, when I would see my teacher's passion, it would totally awaken your own and make it feel safe and comfortable to bring that out in yourself if you're feeling kind of timid or awkward in that way. So I try and remember that when I'm teaching too, to let them see you enjoying yourself, and it just brings a different vibe to it. And I know you do that a lot, Alice.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it in the teacher to student relationship, but one of the things that I've noticed is my daughter is in kindergarten and is obsessed with dance, and every single time there's a recital, she loves watching the older kids dance, and she loves watching the adults when they do mm-hmm. When you guys do your performance, and watching the older kids perform is one of her favorite parts. And then she spends the entire next 6 months imitating them.
Yeah.
And being like, Mom, remember when this person did this step to that song? And I'm like, no.
I love that.
But that the enjoyment and enthusiasm of the older kids really fires her up a lot.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Do you have any favorite moments as a dancer or as a teacher?
I don't know.
As a teacher, I think my favorite moment was there is a really shy little girl in one class that I get to help out with every now and then. And there was just this moment where she just came out of her shell and just went for it 110%. And it was just the coolest thing to witness, just seeing a newfound level of comfort she had in herself. And it's just, that's what you want to see when you're watching these kids dance, is just watching them grow into themselves and what feels good to them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you really get to watch them grow their confidence. And I think we try really hard to create a safe space in our studio always. And to dance and be on stage, you have to be really vulnerable, really, really vulnerable. And you can't do that if you don't feel surrounded by, you know, a safe space or adults who are allowing you to open in these different ways.
Do you ever get emotional when you're watching people dance?
Oh, 100%.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the way they express themselves and the music. Like, you can just feel it. There's some sort of, like, heart-to-heart connection that you see yourself in them in that moment, and you're like, oh, I know what that is right there.
Yeah. I get really emotional when I watch dancing, and I've never really understood why. But I think that you're right. There's something about knowing what it is that person who's dancing is experiencing and having a sort of empathetic response to, like, mm-hmm. I know how much you're enjoying this and, like, what it feels like to be in that flow state.
Yeah.
And it feels like a deeply human thing to just, like, really enjoy being lost in the moment. So, yeah.
Dance is awesome.
Yeah. I always have to, like, think about where I'm going to sit during a performance because I don't want to sit right in the middle where everybody can, like, and see me just, like, sobbing my way through the whole performance. And, like, I did that the first time and I was like, oh, never again. Like, I will not sit here to find some dark corner.
I told my middle schoolers for this dance recital, they were all stoked about rock and roll, and then they got, like, kind of bummed when the song I chose was, like, on the softer side of rock. And I had, like, this wonderful conversation with them about how much the song means to me and what role this song has played in my life. And it really helped them see a different perspective. And I'm just so proud of how they have, like, executed it, how they've really, like, leaned into the music, leaned into the story they're supposed to tell. And it's amazing to see, you know, your creation come to life on the stage.
Yeah. And a big thanks to dance instructors Alice Neidefer and Caroline Crane for having that conversation with me. If you're just joining me, this is The Common Good, and today we're talking with folks from the Mitkoff Dance Troupe. And up next, we have a conversation with two Mitkoff Dance Troupe students, Freya Tucker and Ruby Lidster. Thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Freya Tucker.
And I'm Ruby Lidster.
And you guys are both in Mitkoff Dance Troupe.
Yes. Correct, yeah.
And you're going to be performing in a few days.
Yes.
Yeah, we are on Saturday and Sunday.
Cool. What classes are you in?
I am in ballet, jazz, and point, and I volunteer with the third grade ballets.
I'm in point, ballet, jazz, and performance dance.
Okay, so I don't know what the difference between most of those things are. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, is point ballet that is on your toes,
yes,
and then ballet involves no point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Point is usually a little more rigorous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you do technically the same moves, but it's obviously on point shoes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then how is ballet different from jazz?
Well,
ballet is a lot more controlled, and ballet is usually more formal and sincere.
I would say that, yeah. Jazz is sort of loosey-goosey. You can sort of do your own thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite style of dance?
That's hard. I think it depends on the teacher almost, too.
Yeah, definitely. Teacher plays a big role. But I think jazz has to be my favorite.
I think so, too, for me.
Hmm. And then what's performance?
Performance dance, it started this year, and it's sort of we're testing it out this year, and it's basically jazz and hip-hop mixed together, but we performed at the basketball games, which is really cool. Yeah, and I think Kelsey, our teacher, wanted to...
Kelsey Lamb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wanted to have us have more of a performance, so we're doing a dance for the recital.
Oh, fun. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then the theme for this year is rock and roll radio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to know, what does rock and roll mean to you guys?
Well, I don't know. I always thought of it as old songs, 80s songs, 90s yeah. songs, but I guess it, I don't know, it really can be.
Yeah, I would say it's like upbeat and loud and exciting.
How do you feel about dancing to rock and roll?
It's really fun. I think ballet to rock and roll is pretty,
I was gonna ask.
It's like... pretty challenging, but it's fun and exciting and different.
So you use the same moves that you would for ballet when dancing mm-hmm. to classical. How do you put those moves to rock and roll? Does it have to be like a slow rock and roll song or how does that work?
Not necessarily. It would be easier if it's a slow rock and roll song for sure. But you take the moves and you can speed them up and just piece them together and you can move quicker but still make it classical.
Wow. That sounds pretty laborious if you're on point and mm-hmm. dancing to high energy
rock and definitely. Roll. And there's a lot of jumps though. Jumps and leaps and turns and it's all...
Yeah. Wow. I can't wait to see that. So I was given permission from the teachers to ask you guys what songs you don't have to recite, list them all off, but are there a couple songs that you're dancing to that you're excited about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see if I remember what they're called. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. We're both in that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Welcome to the Jungle and... Mm. Hit the Road Jack, but it's sort of an altered version, so it's pretty fun. Electro Swing. And then our last one is Ordinary Man by Ozzy Osbourne.
And then I'm dancing to Knocking on Heaven's Door. That's the one we're both in. And then I'm dancing to Every Rose Has Its Thorn and Piano Man.
Are these songs that you guys had heard before?
For the most part.
Yeah, I've definitely heard Knocking on Heaven's Door, and I have never heard Every Rose Has Its Thorn or Piano Man, but, like, once I knew them, they, like, seemed familiar.
Yeah. Is this the first time you danced to them, though?
Definitely.
Yeah. Cool. How long have you guys been dancing?
For me, since I was 3. Yeah, long time.
I've been dancing since I was... Yeah, 2 or 3, so
wow.
11 or 12 years.
What do you guys like about it?
It's sort of a way to express yourself. I mean, when you're young, it's more like fun activity to go dress up in your leotard and go after school. But
have
as you get older,
to wear makeup.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But as you get older, I think it's more of a way to express yourself. But
yeah, I like how you can... Whenever you put something together, it's always something that no one's ever seen before. It's like you make something brand new, and it's impossible to recreate that exactly.
I never thought about that before, but that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like sometimes people talk about like art, like the Mona Lisa, and how it can never be created exactly. That's kind of how I think about every dance.
Hmm. So every single time you do it, it's a new and yeah. totally unique experience.
Yeah, it's different every time.
Hmm. And then, Freya, you were saying off mic, before you turned the mics on, that you're going to Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
I am,
to
yes.
do dance.
Yes. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be fun.
What are you looking forward to with that experience?
Hopefully, dancing with new people and also learning different things from different teachers, because... I'm going to be taking contemporary dance, which I've never...
Ruby has a look of total excitement and jealousy.
Yeah, which I've never done before, so that will be really fun.
And so what is contemporary dance?
Well, I think it's sort of a mix between ballet and jazz, where it's a mix. And
yeah, it's a...
You know what it is?
It's a newer style,
yeah.
And there's... I think it also is a mix between, like, all of the dance
mm-hmm.
and, like, specifically ballet, jazz, and modern.
So it can get a little bit weird.
Yeah. Sometimes people look at contemporary and they're like, whoa.
What is this?
Or I've never seen someone move their body in shapes and ways that look like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of floor work.
A lot of floor work. Okay, yeah. Tell me about floor work. What's floor work?
Basically when you look pretty on the floor.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's like if you were to do, like, a roll on the floor, or if you're sitting or laying on the floor while dancing.
Oh, okay.
So it's just dancing on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Getting down there.
Yeah.
All right, lots of floor work in contemporary dance. I'm looking forward to seeing whether you bring some contemporary dance moves back and incorporate it next year. I'm curious how it feels to dance in the studio versus on the stage. What's different about that?
Probably the biggest one is the mirrors. You don't get to watch anybody else. You're kind of on your own. And it's a lot more pressure because you see the audience, obviously.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. What is it about watching other people? Does that make you feel better because you can kind of figure out what you should be doing in the moment? Or
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of how we remember what to do next. If you forget something, you look at your friends, and you can't really do that on stage. You have to...
Yeah, unless you're in the back.
Unless you're in the back, yeah.
It's get put in perk. The back if you don't remember what's going on.
Yeah.
And that pressure on the stage, is that something that that you like in some ways, or is that something that feels...
I think it's fun.
Yeah?
I think it's fun and kind of that adrenaline. I've never, like, really had stage fright. Like, I don't get super, super nervous. I'm really good at just going out and doing my thing. But there is still adrenaline of dancing in front of so many people. Although it's a really small auditorium here, just so many people, and it's just... it's different, and it feels really, like, final. Like, this is the final moment to show everything that I've put into this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you get stage fright for you?
I do, but it's gotten better, definitely.
Yeah.
It's more of an exciting, scared, I guess.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to see you guys on stage this weekend. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with me.
Yeah, of course.
No problem. Yeah, it was my pleasure.
And the Mitkoff Dance Troupe's recital, Rock and Roll Radio, will be performed this Saturday, May 6th at 5:30 p.m. and this Sunday, May 7th at 2:30 p.m. in the Wright Auditorium. Doors open 30 minutes before the show, and tickets are available at Lee's Clothing. They're $10 apiece. Thanks for joining me here on KFSK for the Common Good.
The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.